And the time is 8:55 here on WYLL AM 580. Time for the opening market report. Saying hello this morning to Aaron Curtis with Midco in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Jim. We're starting out with some lower prices here as the forecast continues to turn a little more favorable over the 6 to 10 and 11 to 15-day forecast. Continue to talk of some cooler air continuing to hang over the Midwest in that time frame. 11 to 15-day forecast, a little bit wetter here this morning, so that's offering a little resistance. Expected to see a little rain in the Dakotas and Minnesota here this week, also offering a little bit of negativity to start the new week here. Of course, last day of July here today, and then we'll start off in a new month here tomorrow. And that brings about the August 10th crop report, which will have particular interest to see what the USDA does with corn and soybean yields here in that next week's report. But trading mostly weather here this morning, and things are off to a little lower start to start the new week. We have September corn at 370.5, down 3.75. December corn at 384.25, down 3.75. March corn at 395.75, that's down 4 cents. August soybeans at 987.75, down 13. September soybeans at 993.25, down 12.75. November soybeans at $10.5, that's down 12.5. September Chicago wheat at 474.25, down 6.75. December Chicago wheat at 499.5, down 6.5. March Chicago wheat at 521, down 5.25. September KC wheat 474.75, down 6.25. December KC wheat at 502, down 6.25. September Minneapolis wheat at 732, down 8.5. December Minneapolis wheat at 742.5, down 8.5. Lower markets across the segments here at the livestock market. We have August cattle at 112.57, down 32. October live cattle at 112.17, down 25. August feeders 145.12, down 92. September feeders at 145.95, that's down $1.15. August hogs at 80.60, down 80 cents. October hogs at 65.95, down 55. As far as other newsworthy items today, export inspections out at 10 o'clock here this morning. We'll have crop progress reports out this afternoon at 3 o'clock Central Time, expecting crop ratings to be steady to maybe 1% lower here as the dry weather last week continues to cause some yield concerns in parts of the western Corn Belt. Otherwise, news continues to be fairly quiet with the exception of the weather report here this morning. Dollar index up slightly. Equities also up a little bit here today, seeing crude down slightly as well. Otherwise, a little lower start here to start the week, and pretty quiet otherwise here, Jim.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Thank you, Aaron Curtis, with Midco at Bloomington. He's with us every Monday on the opening market report here on WILL. The time coming up now on 8:59, 1A is coming up next from WAMU and NPR with a little NPR news at the beginning from Washington. Let's take a look at that weather forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. Mostly sunny for today with a high of 84. Wind should be out of the east at 5 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, the low 64. Northeast winds at 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm late in the day. The high 83, calm winds. For tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. The low 65, again, calm winds. And for Wednesday, partly cloudy. A slight chance of a thunderstorm. The high 84, southwest winds at 5 miles per hour. 78 degrees now at Friends Plaza in Urbana. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana,